Hello and welcome to Patron Deities, a show about deities for my patrons. I'm James Holloway, and normally on this show I read my way through the Deities and Demigods book and I talk about the gods, heroes, and mythological beings in it, but this is part of a series of bonus episodes that I'm doing for all my Patreon subscribers, not just those at the $2 level, and it's about Realms of Chaos, the 1980s series of supplements for the Warhammer family of games. I've been talking about the Chaos Gods, and how we can maybe draw something from them to use in other role-playing game campaigns, not just Warhammer Fantasy roleplay. In our last episode, we talked about the most insidious of the Chaos Gods, Khorne, and that was a little bit of a joke, because obviously, when I said the most insidious of the Chaos Gods, you expected me to say Tzeentch or Slaanesh. And in fact, today we are going to talk about Tzeentch, the Changer of Ways. I'll just read briefly the description of Tzeentch from The Lost and the Damned. Tzeentch is known by many titles, including the Changer of the Ways, the Master of Fortune, the Great Conspirator, and the Architect of Fate. These titles reflect his masterly comprehension of destiny, history, intrigue, and plot. Tzeentch feeds upon the need and desire for change that is an essential part of human nature. All men dream of wealth, freedom, and a better tomorrow. Nor are these dreams the preserve of the impoverished or powerless. Even rich men dream of further riches or of an end to their responsibilities. All these dreams create a powerful impetus for change, and the ambitions of nations create a force which can change history. Tzeentch is the embodiment of that force. Tzeentch is the greatest magician of the Chaos Powers. Magic is one of the most potent of all agents of change, and those who use it are among the most ambitious and hungry for power. Many champions of Tzeentch are also wizards, while others are likely to be given magical powers or artifacts by their patron. Tzeentch is also the great conspirator, the master of plot and intrigue. Because he's aware of the dreams and plans of all mortals, he's able to predict the likely course or courses which the future might take. Tzeentch perceives every event and every intention, and from this information his mighty mind can work out how each will influence the future. Only Tzeentch can see the threads of potential futures weaving forward in time like tangled balls of multicolored wool. So in Realms of Chaos, the Chaos Gods are placed in opposition to each other. So Khorne is the enemy of Slaanesh, and Tzeentch is the enemy of Nurgle. I quite like this in a way. The explanation's not super convincing, but to make Khorne and Tzeentch enemies would have been very obvious. It would have been, you know, a jocks versus nerds type of arrangement, and I'm glad that it didn't quite work out that way. I find that Tzeentch is actually pretty similar to Khorne in terms of, remember what I said about Khorne was that Khorne and Khorne's followers exist on a scale that the player characters also exist on. Player characters are going to be very into violence, and they're going to be into using violence to solve their problems, glorifying martial virtues like courage and strength. And that puts them on the spectrum with the followers of the Blood God, and they have something in common. It's not hard to believe that a player character might fall into the worship of Khorne. All you have to do is not call him Khorne, and you would definitely get at least some player characters signing up for a little of the old blood for the Blood God. I think the same is true of Tzeentch. I mean, Tzeentch is essentially a god. He's the changer of ways, but the way that this manifests is he's a god of magic and of magical knowledge. Magic is a violation of the laws of reality, and Tzeentch is basically what you get when you decide that you can just change those laws. And so Tzeentch drives people insane essentially by stripping away the limitations of perception, by pointing out to them that what they believe about reality is not really true. He's the most Lovecraftian of the Chaos Gods for that reason, because that type of cosmicism is a central theme of Lovecraftian horror. He's the only one who would really fit into the Lovecraftian cosmos. The others are too human-centric. Now, Tzeentch is associated with the element of fire, and that makes sense because fire is an excellent metaphor for sorcerer's power, right? It's very useful, but it's also potentially very dangerous. In the inscription in the Language of Chaos, that's in whichever one of these books it's in, we're told, Akshotseneth Faos, Tzeentch shall be called with fire. I think that, you know, that makes a lot of sense. The idea of wisdom as a flame, knowledge as a sacred flame, something that can be kindled in someone else. That's an image, I think, that works really well. And of course, knowledge and power as something unpredictable. You can get burned by it, and it can spread in ways that you don't anticipate. Which is why that the kind of mid-rank demons of Tzeentch are the Flamers, these creatures that just spew sorcerous fire everywhere. Tzeentch poses a problem for inclusion in a Dungeons & Dragons game in a way that, like, Khorne and Nurgle don't, because Tzeentch is a bit like, who's the god of magic in D&D? Bokob, is that who I'm thinking of? The point is that Dungeons & Dragons draws this distinction between clerical and magic user magic, what in later editions would go on to be called divine and arcane magic. And what that means is that it's very weird to have a god of magic. Another thing that's interesting about fitting Zeench into the paradigm of Dungeons & Dragons is that in many ways, for a chaos god, he's quite orderly. So Zeench is a god of chaos, a god of change, and obviously the principle of change and the principle of chaos are aligned, right? That if you are lawful, then you seek to maintain a certain order. You may think that something has gone wrong with that order and it needs to be restored, but you probably don't want to change it once you get back to it, right? Lawful characters often tend to be defenders of the status quo. So Zeench, in that respect, as the changer of ways, as the bringer of constant flux, is opposed to that. But Zeench also has this association with fate and with foreknowledge of the future, and specifically he combines the qualities of a soothsayer and a conspirator, which I think are qualities that go together really well. When you're dealing with a cult of Zeench, you can never quite tell whether you're dealing with people who are able to foresee the future or who are orchestrating the future. And of course, from a Zeenchian perspective, it might be the case that that doesn't matter. There's no real difference. But if you look at Zeench's greater demons, the Lords of Change, you know, we mentioned the greater demons of Nurgle, the great unclean ones, and they're masters of this carnival. They go from town to town, harvesting souls with disease. And the Bloodthirsters, the greater demons of Khorne, are just raging engines of destruction. But the Lords of Change are conspirators. You know, they act through these cults, they act secretly within human societies, and they have multiple ongoing complex conspiracies, often pitted against each other even. It may be the case that a particular town is riddled with conspiracies, all answerable to one of these Lords of Change, maybe even acting against each other, because it isn't so much that the Lord of Change has a particular agenda that they want to bring about, but that whatever occurs, they want to have been behind it. They're master conspirators, and maybe participating in a conspiracy that's kind of lost any sense of what its original goal was, which is interesting in and of itself. That strikes me as very devilish rather than demonic behavior in a Dungeons & Dragons sense, right? Demons are maniacs, devils are tyrants, but conspirators also seems like it would fit in the lawful... consider all that stuff we read about devils in Monster Manual 2, right? The sense that they're constantly engaged in a political struggle with each other, one that's all about manipulating the rules and restrictions of their hierarchy, whereas you get the impression that demons are much more like punchy-in-the-face sense of establishing who is in charge. Maybe we could say that it's a parody of lawful, right? Because it's an ordered hierarchy to the point where it's a disordered hierarchy. It's a structure that exists for no purpose other than to be a structure. It's convoluted for no reason other than to be convoluted. You know, maybe that parody of reason is a big part of Zeench's style. That makes sense, too, when you think about Zeench's magic as being, you know, not some, like, primal connection to the forces of nature, but proper dusty tomes occultism, right? Because ultimately, that's what that type of ritual magic is an attempt to think rationally about things that resist rational thought. And that seems rather Zeenchian to me, too. Although, again, I don't know that this works very well in a fantasy role-playing game, because I feel like in a world where magic is as commonplace as it is in most fantasy games, there probably aren't charlatans. And I feel like there might very well be charlatan magicians who are actually devotees of Zeench in a lower fantasy game. But I don't think anybody's running around pretending to be a magic user in a Dungeons & Dragons game, if only because actual magic users seem relatively commonplace. Ultimately, if you're going to include something like Zeench in a fantasy game that isn't Warhammer Fantasy, or even one that is, it seems like what's likely to happen is that someone's wizardy mentor gets corrupted. Maybe they even send the characters out to look for spell books and ancient scrolls and magical artifacts, and ultimately nothing can satisfy their hubristic curiosity except for those ultimate magical secrets which that very nice gentleman in the blue and gold cloak offered to sell them. That seems like a fun way to incorporate Zeench or a deity with Zeench-like qualities into your game. Alright, so I hope that this has given some ideas about Zeench, or just, you know, provoked some interesting thoughts. Let me know in the comments what your experiences with Zeench have been like, whether that was in Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay or trying to incorporate the Chaos Pantheon into a more traditional fantasy roleplaying game. Once again, this has been a bonus episode of Patron Deities for all of my patrons, not just those at the $2 level. So thank you for listening, and thank you very much for supporting Monster Man on Patreon.